Democrat Maxine Waters compares Border Patrol agents to slave owners. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other squad members make another anti-Israel statement. Plus, how's that defund the police movement working out now? All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
Okay, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Friday. I hope you had a great week. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. It's Friday, so we have bonus coverage, and we're going to start with Democrats like Maxine Waters and the entire Biden administration who now suddenly care about the crisis at the southern border, but from one particular perspective. Are these leftists concerned about drugs or gangs or human trafficking? Nope. Are they concerned about terrorists crossing into our country? No way. How about COVID? Definitely not. Now, what has them all in an uproar is the fact that some Border Patrol agents, in an effort to better do their jobs, were on horseback. This created visuals on television and across the internet that the Democrats just can't stand. The border is being overrun. Border Patrol agents are overwhelmed. But for the Democrats, rather than praising the agents for doing their jobs, the left is attacking them because they were on horseback, trying to keep illegal border crossers in line. A completely false story that keeps spreading with the Democrats in the media is that the agents on horseback were whipping the Haitian migrants. Whipping them. This notion was even dismissed by Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. Well, that was before he received the talking points that agents on horseback are the absolute worst thing imaginable. As an example, check out these comments from Democrat Maxine Waters.
I'm unhappy, and I'm not just unhappy with the cowboys who were running down Haitians and using their reins to whip them. I'm happy with the administration. We are following the Trump policy. He is the one that does not follow the Constitution and would not allow those seeking refuge to be able to petition to get into the country. What the hell are we doing here?
First of all, the cowboys that she's referring to are U.S. Border Patrol agents. Secondly, in her frustration, she compares the Haitian situation to Trump's immigration policies. And she's saying that all these people are being denied the opportunity to seek asylum. That statement right there shows that she either has no clue what is going on or she just wants to spin up the public. These Haitians had already escaped Haiti months or years ago. They sought and were granted asylum in South American countries. The only reason they showed up is because a much smaller group of Haitians were at the border and they realized that Joe Biden's policies would just let them in. So they called family and friends and relatives and said, come on down. They're not being prosecuted. The U.S. has no need to grant asylum to people who already are granted asylum. But Maxine Waters doesn't miss a single opportunity to inflame the situation. And here's more.
What we witness takes us back hundreds of years. What we witnessed was worse than what we witnessed in slavery. Cowboys with their reins again whipping black people, Haitians, into the water where they're scrambling and falling down. And all they're trying to do is escape from violence in their country.
Worse than slavery. It's just an outrageous statement that is 100% not true, and everyone knows it. But she still has no problem saying it. After all, who in the media is going to call her out on it? And then, once again, she just leaves out the part that these Haitians had already escaped, had already been granted asylum in South America, but are here because of left-wing open borders policies of Joe Biden. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about the situation in Del Rio, Texas, with the agents on horseback. She said the images were horrible and horrifying. The open borders policy will remain in place, but the horses, they have to go.
I can also convey to you that the secretary also conveyed to civil rights leaders earlier this morning that we would no longer be using horses in Del Rio. So that is something, a policy change that has been made in response.
Our Border Patrol agents are understaffed, overwhelmed, not being allowed to do their jobs. And instead of the Democrats fixing the border, they are using this latest situation to attack Border Patrol agents. It's just pathetic. And in the meantime, Haitians are not being turned away. They are being bused to other parts of Texas and Arizona. All right, so next, let's talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the squad. But first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Okay, so Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is in the news along with other members of the squad because they voted against funding for Israel's Iron Dome weapon system, which helps prevent Israel from being hit with rocket attacks from terrorist groups like Hamas. It is a completely defensive weapon system, but that didn't stop the squad from showing their anti-Jewish feelings. Here's the story. Pro-Israel Democrats are pushing back after far-left members of the party successfully pushed to have $1 billion in funding for the Iron Dome missile defense system stripped from a spending bill last week. After members of the so-called squad of House members led by Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib successfully threatened to oppose the bill that was needed to prevent a government shutdown, House Appropriations Committee Chair Rosa DeLauro introduced a standalone bill to provide the money for the system that has prevented countless casualties in Israel since its introduction in 2011. The funding for the Iron Dome was included in the Democrats' spending bill, but AOC, Tlaib, and the squad, they threatened to not support the bill if it contained funding for Israel. Of course, this is exactly what you would expect from squad members like Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, who routinely blast Israel. But here's what's interesting. The Iron Dome provision was then removed from the spending bill and set up as its own standalone bill. It passed with overwhelming bipartisan support, except, of course, from the squad. AOC added to the controversy by voting against the bill, but then changing her vote to present. Here's more. Squad member Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was accused Thursday of shedding crocodile tears after she reportedly broke down crying on the House floor following a vote to give another $1 billion to Israel in order to restore its Iron Dome missile interception system. Ocasio-Cortez and her progressive caucus had expressed opposition to the bill, forcing Democrats to pull the provision from a bill a day earlier in order to ensure its passage along party lines. On Thursday, the New York lawmaker voted against the funding, but raised eyebrows when she only later amended her vote to present at the last minute. After the bill was passed by a 420-9 majority, Ocasio-Cortez reportedly became emotional on the floor and was seen being comforted by her colleagues. This is just so bizarre. AOC votes against it, and for pure politics, then changes her vote to present. The news story goes on to speculate that because of redistricting, AOC's congressional district may end up with a larger Jewish population, and this vote was meant to appease them. It seems kind of lame to say, that's right, I didn't vote against funding for Israel, I just voted present instead. Is that supposed to win her votes? But that's AOC, so it's hard to know what's really going on upstairs. All right, so next let's talk about the fallout from the Defund the Police movement, but first a word from our sponsor. If you're like me, you're tired of seeing what's happening to America, with our side losing so many battles that we should be winning. Many times, this happens because we are unprepared for leftist dirty tricks and maneuvers. We need to understand who leftists are, how they operate, and most importantly, how to effectively fight them. And here's the book that explains how it's done. Rules for Defeating Radicals by Chris Adamo. Get your copy at Amazon using the link in the description. Next, let's talk about the fallout from the Defund the Police movement that has swept through left-wing cities following all the riots and looting and vandalism and assaults from last year. In order to combat all the chaos and violence, the left's remedy was to actually attack the police, to defund them and blame them for inner-city violence. And what do you think the results have been? Morale is at an all-time low. Turnover is rampant. And crime is going up. Here's the story. The U.S. homicide rate in 2020 is poised to take its biggest annual jump in the 60 years the FBI has compiled nationwide data. An FBI report due out Monday is expected to show an increase in the national homicide rate for 2020 of nearly 29%, more than double the previous highest single-year increase, the 12.7% rise in 1968. The agency's Uniform Crime Report will be published Monday, and preliminary data temporarily uploaded to the FBI website showed approximately 21,500 homicides last year, about 5,000 more than the previous year, according to a report in the New York Times. We are seeing the biggest jump in the murder rate in 60 years. And what should you expect? If left-wing Democrat-run cities won't actually clamp down on crime, you are going to get more crime. You can't have law and order if you don't have enough police to enforce law and order. Here is how things are looking in cities across America. In Milwaukee, homicides nearly doubled from 2019 to 2020, from 97 to 190. In Houston, 400 homicides in 2020 marked a 15-year high. The 198 homicides in the District of Columbia were a 16-year high. Michael Mancuso, president of the Baltimore City Fraternal Order of Police Lodge No. 3, told the Washington Times that the rise in killings is no surprise to those of us in cities where leadership functions with a defund the police mentality. If these cities don't start staffing their departments while improving pay and working conditions, the violence will rage on, he said, adding that the Baltimore Police Department is down at least 500 officers as a direct result of low wages, poor working conditions, and anti-police radicals. Did the left actually think that things would turn out differently? Remember Chaz in Seattle? The media tried to portray it as some kind of hippie utopia, and in reality, it was crime and violence run amok. And yet, residents keep electing these Democrats who keep doing the same things over and over again. Okay, so we've talked about Maxine Waters, AOC, the Squad, and the Defund the Police Democrats. We need to ask them, do you have a relaxed brain?
I got what you call, like, I don't know, a relaxed brain.
So first we have Oxford University, which issued an apology for a conference it hosted on campus. Was this a gathering of Al-Qaeda or Hamas? Nope, it was Christians. Oxford University's Worcester College issued an apology this week after the school hosted a Christian conference, one of whose speakers counsels people dealing with gender confusion. We deeply regret the distress caused to students, staff, and other members of the college community by the presence of the Wilberforce Academy Conference, said a spokesman for Worcester College in a public apology. Christian Concern sponsored its Wilberforce Academy from September 6th to September 10th, billed as an intensive residential program aimed at students and young professionals with a passion to serve Jesus Christ in a variety of vocations. The university apologized for causing distress for having a Christian conference on campus. Give me a break. And if you think that's bad, check out the latest decree from a university in Pennsylvania. A university in Pennsylvania told students that action could be taken against them if they did not respect their classmates' preferred pronouns. Park Point University's Office of Equity and Inclusion notified incoming students of its misgendering, pronoun misuse, and deadnaming policy in an email first obtained by Campus Reform. So, the university's not following the science. It's putting feelings over constitutional rights. And if you don't say what the university says you should say, action can be taken. It's like real life 1984. Okay, and speaking of pronouns and the woke radical left, it has been 1 year since the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. As you know, Ginsburg fought her entire life for the rights of women. She spoke out for a woman's right to get an abortion. Well, on the anniversary of her death, the ACLU tweeted a Ginsburg quote, except the organization removed all references to actual women. The decision whether or not to bear a child is central to a person's life, to their well-being and dignity. When the government controls that decision for people, they are being treated as less than a fully adult human responsible for their own choices. Yep, the champion of women's rights has her own quote stripped of any references to women. You just can't make this up. And finally, some breaking headlines from the Babylon Bee, and we'll start with AOC, who is not satisfied with her Met Gala protest. She has more. AOC unveils custom tax the rich Tesla. And then there's the latest accusations coming from Democrats regarding those poor drug dealers, gang members, and human traffickers who might be prevented from entering the country. Border Patrol agents accused of patrolling border. What an absolute mess. Friends, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. And before you go, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our next show is going to be tomorrow with our Saturday live stream at 11 a.m. Central Time on my channel. Our special guest will be former Trump campaign spokesman and now CEO of Getter, Jason Miller. Please tune in and I'll see you on Saturday. Until then, I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour.